And greetings from your friends at ReachMahjong.com. Welcome to our weekly podcast. This is Garth. And with me is...
Jenbar. I think that's weekly with an A.
Weekly? A weekly? Yes.
No, I mean, like, we've definitely not strongly been doing this weekly.
Yes. Very weekly. Oh, that weekly.
Yeah.
Oh!
It wasn't very funny. It was a good effort, though.
Yes. We're on different pages with our jokes, so we get, like, two jokes for the price of one just by not quite understanding each other. And also, as always with us, is our buddy, Troy.
Hello.
Producing! All right, but it's been a little while. We have there's been a lot going on. How's your Mahjong been lately? You been playing much?
I quit Mahjong in February.
I think that's a good idea. I was getting pretty torn up, ripped up too a little bit. Although
yeah,
actually,
right.
Yeah, it's true. I go back and forth. There are places where I do really, really well, and there are places where I just get ripped to shreds. I did really well at the beginning of North Kanto, and then I just totally fell apart at the end.
I did really well in North Kanto until the very last game. I didn't even do badly in the last game.
Yeah,
last day.
You finished fifth or you finished sixth?
Fifth, I believe.
You know, so you're right there on the border of the people that get to play for the big championship of North Kanto. It's, you know, not everybody gets there. 80% of the field didn't get there, so I don't know.
Yeah, but that was my second time getting fifth.
So you're consistently pretty good.
No. You don't get any prize money or anything.
Yeah, it's true. There's no big name anything for being fifth place.
And both times it's been really, really close. Like this time it was, I think, 10 points, a 10-point difference.
Uh-huh. Which is, yeah, it's just the difference of having been plus or minus in, like, one or two games.
Yeah, and then last time it was a 400 point, like...
400 points?
Yeah, not...
Wow, that's a reach stick somewhere.
Yeah, it's not even, it's like a Nihonba.
Right, wow.
Like, two continuances and I would have been there.
That is brutal.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta figure, the next time you get to play, you'll be up there again.
Yeah, but I can't play North Kanto for about a year, so that was kind of my last chance for a long time.
For a while.
I'm not going to play Pro League either, so...
Taking a little time off.
Yep, so I won't have many chances in the near future at all.
Well, when you come back then, you should be hungry.
And completely out of practice.
Yes, well, there will be chances to practice on Ronron. You were talking about there are a bunch of Ronron events, aren't there?
Ronron has events, like, every day, so I'm going to start playing in those.
Wow.
All month. Stop clicking your pen.
Oh, sorry. Too much pen clicking noise, huh? Nervous ticks. Sorry.
Yeah, so I'll start playing. There's a tournament this weekend on Ronron, and there's a tournament on Hero Mahjong.
Yes.
Is that a segue?
That is something I wanted to talk about, yes.
Okay, good.
So we were introduced to the Hero Mahjong website by a friend in Macau, but he's from Korea.
Right.
Where is the site actually based? Is it based in Hong Kong? Is it based in Korea? Is it based anywhere?
Well, it's part of the Mahjong Logic Network, I believe.
Oh, I see.
And the person you're talking about, David Jung, is the CEO of Hero Mahjong. There's Facebook groups and everything, so go ahead and join those. There's a bunch of free rolls going on right now.
And the one of note will be one on Sunday at 10 p.m. Japan Standard Time or 9 p.m. Hong Kong time.
Right, and the first message he sent me, he said it was 7 p.m. Hong Kong. So the first notice I put on the forum said 7 p.m.
Oops.
It's actually 9 p.m. Hong Kong time, which is 1 p.m. in London, so all you Europeans should be able to get in there.
Very good. And it's a $500 free roll, so there's a lot of cash up there.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
For people to build up their bankrolls. And in addition to that, the first 50 people signing up through ReachMahjong.com and who do show up to play in the tournament, you do have to show up to play in the tournament to get your extra $20. But there will be an extra $20 for each person that signs up through ReachMahjong.com and plays in the tournament.
Yeah, Troy, you might want to get in on this.
Yeah. It's free money. Even freer than the money that people try to give away at the poker tables in Macau.
When you say people, do you mean you?
Yes, exactly. Yes. One of those people being me, who keep thinking that two pair is good enough to bet all my chips, and it never was. There were a couple times that two pair was good enough for somebody else to take all my chips, but it was never good enough for me to take somebody else's chips.
Poor Garthy.
Two pair sucks. I hate to say it.
Well, top and bottom is pretty dangerous, and bottom two is pretty dangerous.
Pretty weak. Even top two killed me when somebody flopped their flopped a set. They bottom set. So, ouch, 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 ouch. Every single time I thought maybe it was going to work out, nope, not this time. So, yes, if you're playing poker, fold two pair.
Good advice.
Yeah. but yes, getting back to Hero Mahjong, the rules currently on there seem to be all Hong Kong rules.
Right.
Although they do have practice rooms where you can play
That's only on the Japanese interface, which most people, pretty much anyone who downloads it, is going to have the English interface, because there's not even supposed to be a Japanese interface. I don't know how you got the Japanese interface.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's wild and crazy.
Because my interface is English, and there's no place to practice anything.
Huh.
You can just so play the Hong Kong rules. Right. So I did edit your column that you wrote for the site today.
Huh. So I wonder if that's just because my computer is all set up in Japanese, and it just told the site that it wanted it all in Japanese.
Yeah, I'm not sure, because my computer is Japanese as well, and the registration process was all in Japanese, but then when it got to the interface itself, it was all English. And it's only supposed to be in English and Chinese right now.
Wow, that is wild and crazy.
Yeah, and all the games are only in Hong Kong rules.
What magic did I work to get that?
No idea.
All right, so at the moment it is just Hong Kong rules, and for unless you get some weird randomly lucky download, you will not be able to play Reach Classic or international rules.
It's the old style Hong Kong rules, which means I think that you need three Han, a minimum of three, or they call it Fon, three hand points to win your hand.
Is it one of those things, though, where hand points, do they have weird hand points, like, you know, just an outside weight counts as a hand point, like in...
Generally, when I've played the Hong Kong-style rules, and I've pretty much only played the old style as far as I know, you generally need to get something like all sets, or toy-toy, or half flush, or something like that.
Huh. Okay. It was kind of weird. So I was playing last night for about a half an hour, and I couldn't stop winning, even though I wasn't really sure what I was doing.
Maybe that's the strategy.
Yeah. I doubled my money in about a half an hour by playing totally just, like, straight ahead, kind of just playing Reach philosophy. And then, I don't know, the flowers must count for something too, right? I kept seeing in the scoring that it seemed like there was a point sometimes for flowers when I had them in my discards.
Generally, when you have flowers, it counts for your seat. So if you're one and you're east, then it gives you a point. If you're two and you're south, then it gives you a point. But
kind of similar to the Taiwan rules, huh?
Right, but every rule set is different. So on your column, there is a link to Tom Sloper's page introducing the Hong Kong-style rules and also the Mahjong Wiki. So everyone can go and check those out. If you come from a Reach background, like most of our listeners do, then you will not have a problem transferring over to the Hong Kong rules just to make some quick cash.
Yes. As Reach snobs, we do like to point out that if you're used to playing Reach, you're pretty good at all formats. It's just the best. Okay, so yes, we hope to see some of you guys at the free roll on Sunday. And then there have been a whole bunch of, it was the end of the season, like we were talking about for North Kanto. There were lots of other results that came out at the end of the season here, too. The Phoenix Cup, or the Firebird Goddess, or whatever, well, someday we will come up with a proper name for that, was re-won by Seto Kuma, our buddy Seto Kuma Naoki.
Yeah.
Took it down again. He's becoming a bit of a dynasty.
That is so awesome.
Yeah, you couldn't ask for a nicer guy to win it, except for maybe Sawazaki.
Sawazaki is definitely a nicer guy, but I mean they're both really nice. Yeah. It's a tough call.
He's the only one, especially because right now Sawazaki is just so on fire. Man, the guy is just owns Mahjong at the moment, except for apparently the Phoenix Cup because he gave that to Seto Kuma. But he finished at the top of Champions League. Also, he made the final table in Champions League. Which then he gave to Yamada.
Yeah, our friend Yamada that we study with a lot.
Yes. It's nice to see him take down a title because, maybe 2 or 3 years ago? I think he was A1 when we first joined, wasn't he? He was at least A2. And I think he dropped down a couple leagues, and it seemed like he was having a really tough time figuring out his game. And it seems like at the moment he's gotten his game back together and he's getting pretty strong again. I think he finished at the top of A2, just barely short of moving into A1. But he did take down Champions League. So,
he told me I'm good at Mahjong.
Yes, so he obviously knows what he's talking about, doesn't he? And then another huge result from the Baden Open in Austria. ReachMahjong.com's very own Jem Kling...
Collins?
I know. I never, how many years I still do not know how to pronounce her last name. But she won the Baden Open in Austria. Congratulations to Gemma.
Her second win.
Yeah, for Pete's sake, would you come over here and teach us how to play this game? Because we can't win anything over here. So, way to go, Jem. Way to win your second title before Jen and I have even gotten one.
And I haven't even made a final table. Good job, Gemma.
You keep coming close. You took fifth. Two seasons in a row for North Kanto.
That doesn't even get you any Donnie points.
It doesn't. It's true. But it sets you up because I took fifth in the, whatchamacallit, the New People's League, the Rookie League, our last year in Rookie League. And then right after that, I made the final table of...
Yeah, but fifth in the Rookie League in the Rookie Cup or whatever it's called, that's a final table.
Really?
Didn't you play at the final table for fifth place?
I don't think so.
Oh, maybe they didn't have a final table. They don't have a final table. They do.
I believe Kamimura was on the final table that
year.
Oh,
right. It's just like one game or something. It's a one-day tournament.
Yeah.
But you got prize money for fifth,
I did get prize money for fifth place. And I don't know, I got...
Shut up.
I felt really dumb because I really could have won it on the last hand, and I played weak. And I took fewer points than I could have if I had played strong. And that's going to take us into our strategy thing. If I have finished our results, which I think I have. Yes. So, at least that's a nice little segue into strategy.
Wait, who won Women's League? Did we already talk about that last time?
I'm not entirely sure, but Nakata won the Women's League, did she not?
No,
she did not. No? She absolutely did not. She won last year, and she took fourth this year.
Yeah.
Meaning?
Wasn't it Aki?
Aki won it? Wow, I totally blocked on that. I forgot to check. No. Kaori won it, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
You told me that, you Nimrod. Yes, Shimizu Kaori won.
We put a column up on it on reachmahjong.com. You can go read all the details there.
You can go read all the details there.
Yeah, apparently, since I wrote it. And God, what is wrong with me?
Yes. So congratulations. If we have not announced it already, congratulations to Kaori for winning the Women's League this year. And
her blog is also on our Japanese website. We're going to start translating some pro blogs.
That'd be interesting for sure.
I'm going to pick out a few good ones because we've been translating Puyo's blogs from Chinese.
Uh-huh.
He is the guy who writes the World Gaming Mag Mahjong columns with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he writes a blog about Japanese Mahjong in Chinese. based in Hong Kong, and he, Kime, ex-Kime, he started translating those blogs for us, so we have that every couple weeks with Garth's commentary at the end of that.
Yes, very interesting, for sure.
Yep, and so in the off weeks, we will start doing pro blogs from Japanese to English.
Very nice, very nice. So yes, continuing on what I was saying about there about my not quite making the final table of the Special League because, or not the Special League, the, by the way, Special League was won by Aizawa. Way to go, Aizawa. So that means she is going to be jumping up to B2.
Our friends are so awesome.
I know. What? I wish some of them would teach us how to play Mahjong. Actually, they do try to teach us how to play Mahjong several Thursdays a month. But
yeah, they tried to teach us.
Yes. Apparently we aren't listening very well. but not Special League. The Rookie Cup a few years ago. I was, I made it to the semifinals. I was in position in the final game to win enough points to actually put me into fourth place for that round, which would have put me on the final table. And instead of going for big points, I took, I went quietly. I ended up drawing my winner for, which was, so I had sumo and a full straight. The thing is, I had a bad weight in the full straight, so I didn't want to reach because I didn't want to risk losing points there having with the bad weight. But had I gone for it there, I would have gotten another 4,000 points, right? Because I would have had reach, sumo, and the full straight, which is 2 points. Two hand points. Because I didn't get those 4,000 points, I ended up being about, I think, 1,200 points below the other fourth place player, and I did not win. I did not get to go on to the final table.
Gotcha.
And lately, what I have been doing a lot more is aiming bigger. When I get to those places where, especially in a situation like that, where I have a bad weight, but my hand point that I'm waiting for is like a full straight, or it is three colored runs. I am in my final shape, and there's a lot there. There's a very strong argument for pretty much always reaching when you're in your final shape. Not always reaching, but it's a much stronger move to reach when you're in your final shape, the final shape of your hand, than not to reach. And it's kind of similar, I think, to slow playing your pocket aces or slow playing pocket, you know, a strong hand in poker. When you do that, you may allow somebody else to come in and you may allow someone else to throw your winner, but you are also allowing someone else to keep building their hand. You're not telling them to start to give up. And they keep building their hand, and you might let what would have been a weaker hand come out and beat you because you didn't make them start playing more carefully. And in addition to that, reaching when you're in your final shape, just the idea of aiming big, it makes bigger wins for you, and it makes it so that you get more out of your wins.
And I think reading your opponents and then knowing your opponents and reading the table is also really big in that, because, like, when you're playing Fight Club, it makes less sense to wait quietly.
Yes, I think
In some cases. In some cases it makes more sense, because nobody's going to fold.
Right.
Anyway, so you might as well reach.
Right.
But actually, in some cases when we're playing, or at least when I'm playing, people are like, oh, well, I just don't want to discard to the pro. So as long as I fold only when the pro reaches. So if you're at a table with people like that, and you've been able to recognize that, then it makes more sense not to reach.
I think as you get to the higher levels, there are people who will still give up hands after somebody else reaches. But it's true, people do play a lot stronger on MFC. And I think also on Ronron. Because it doesn't hurt so much to throw big winners.
Right. I think I've noticed on MFC that, like, on Mahjong Fight Club, that a lot of people play differently only towards me. So if anyone else reached, they probably wouldn't fold, but if I reached, then sometimes they're going to fold. And
Another thing I was thinking is I wanted to. And so today I was playing at Reds, where I will be playing as a guest pro. got invited to play there again on the 23rd in case anybody is in Tokyo and wants to come down and take a shot at me.
Oh, way to go.
Yes, I will be playing at Reds in Ikebukuro. I was playing today and I had a situation where I had to choose sort of between going for a four concealed triples hand or just the seven pairs hand. And I decided to go for four concealed triples. And then I was also got faced with the choice of I actually had too many pairs in my hand. So I had to choose between I had the 6-6, 7-7 in the characters, and I also had two Easts. And it seemed like it would probably be easier to wait for the Easts because I could probably pull them off of somebody. But then, obviously, if I'm waiting to pull them, then I'm not really going for four concealed triples anymore.
Right.
And instead of that, and also because it was the 6-6, 7-7, I reasoned that I could draw the 5 or 8, and then I could be waiting for an open-ended straight there also. Because it was also all simples, I wouldn't have to worry about reaching in that situation, and I could wait quietly in case I got something else to triple up. So then I could go for four concealed triples. So I threw the East, and sure enough, right after I threw that, the other guy, Tsumogiri'd, immediately discarded an East that he had just drawn. And then my very next draw, I got my third Dora. So I now had... I was four concealed triples with three Dora in my hand and Tan Yao. So it was actually going to be, and all simples I mean, so it was actually going to be a Baimon hand anyway, even if I didn't draw it,
mm-hmm.
Even if somebody threw it to me. And then my very next draw without even reaching was the seven, and blam, I got a limit hand.
Wow.
And it was really, I got that because I was dreaming. I thought, gosh, I'll go for the dream. Aim big. And had I played cheaply, I probably would have gotten a Mangan hand. I probably would have gotten 8,000 points out of that hand. But obviously I got a lot more by aiming big. And lately I think that's been where I have won. That's been very successful strategy. I for a long time I was really trying to like what you're talking about, to try to play well by reading my opponents, but that is just not my strong suit. And I think a lot of us, unless we really get to the level, of players like, say, Sawazaki or Maehara or Setokuma, or also Taki. Taki, man, that guy reads people like crazy,
Yeah.
You really have to be reading at an extremely high level for it to really pay off.
Well, also, it depends. I mean, if you're playing at Reds, then you're not going to know your opponents very well.
Oh, that's true, too.
But if you're playing with a lot of people that we know from JPML, you kind of get a feel for their playing style, so you know that, certain people fold to almost every reach unless they have a monster. And you know that
Sarukawa is just going to keep attacking no matter what.
And that Shirokawa draws every winner, even if there's only one left in the whole deck. So you get used to these things, and you can adapt your play to those. But if you don't know the players, then it's a quite different game.
That's true, definitely. But my take recently, so it has been, even when I know the players, aim big. Dream the dream, because I don't know. I feel like when I don't dream, I play small ball mahjong, and my small ball mahjong is not very strong. I am a weak small ball mahjong player. All right, that about wraps it up for our topics for this week. One other thing, we did get a little clarification email from the TNT guys in France.
Their tournament this month, too.
Their tournament is this month. That's right. The third European Open tourney is going to be taking place in France. He pointed out that there are several Open Reach tournaments, of which, for example, the Baden Open was one. And so the third one will be taking place in France, and I forgot to write down the date for that, but it will be taking place in Ever.
You're such a linguist.
I'm not sure how quite completely to swallow the R there as I say it, but yes, it's in a town called Evry, E-V-R-Y, which goes nicely with Reach at the end, so it's kind of like the Evry-Reach tournament. But, and the TNT guys are running that. I did like the way they appreciated the our comment about them having a word different word for everything, but I must admit, that in case there are any other Steve Martin fans out there, that I cannot take credit for that.
You know, he has a Twitter. It's pretty brilliant.
Steve Martin? Really?
Yeah.
It probably is brilliant. It is Steve Martin, after all. And he did say, it's like they have a different word for everything, which is genius. I mean, I wish I had said it first.
His latest tweet that I liked was, I can't believe I've been tweeting for free for 6 months.
Yes. You were the one who retweeted that?
Yeah, that was funny. Yeah, so if you're following me on Twitter, I'm Mahjong Jen with only one N. And Garthy is on there too.
It's even more ironic for the French because they really did make an effort to have a different word for everything there for a while. Remember the Académie Française? They were inventing new words for things just to make sure that French didn't become too anglicized.
Wow, it's really the complete opposite of Japanese, isn't it?
Yeah, Japanese are like, wow, another English word? Let's put that in Japanese.
Yeah, let's forget the Japanese for that word.
Yeah, they are gradually moving straight to English, while still not understanding any of it.
Troy liked that.
Okay, so yes, if you happen to be in France, go out there and join the Reach Open tournament there in France. It'll be the first Reach event to be held in France. You could win the inaugural event. It'd be pretty awesome. Sure wish we were going.
Me too. I think Vortex is going. Lucky guy.
Lucky Vortex, yes. Too bad we're not European. all right, and if you are free Sunday night, please join us on Hero Mahjong. So Hero Mahjong is just H-E-R-O, not like our buddy Hero, H-I-R-O.
make sure you click the link from reachmahjong.com
or
from the forums. And also, if you don't want to look at our website and you just listen to the podcast, then go ahead and go to the Hero Mahjong website. Not Mahjong Hero, right?
Yes, that's there. There is a different, entirely different website with the words in the different order there.
Yeah, this is a free download, so make sure you go to the site with the free download for Hero Mahjong and put Reach Mahjong, all one word, I think all caps, into the little code thingy if there's one. And then you should get your $20 if you're one of the first 50 players to sign up for Sunday.
And play in the tournament.
Yes, you gotta play.
All right. So yes, if you'd like to talk to us, we are. Well, some of us are more often than not on the forums.
But you can probably do an at tweet to Garthy because he actually replies to those quite often.
I have been kind of playing it. Well, Twitter comes up. It messages me on the phone here. So generally,
I had to practically pull teeth to get Garth to sign up for Twitter, and now he just can't get off of it.
It was beyond. It was like you put the teeth. You didn't pull teeth so much as you were putting teeth in my mouth. I wouldn't have signed up otherwise. But then suddenly it's on my phone. Blam. And it's so easy. Thanks. Yes.
And you have to admit, it's pretty fun.
It is fun,
to
yes.
tweet with everybody. So Garth is G-A-R-T-H-E-E-E on Twitter, and I am Mahjong Jen, M-A-H-J-O-N-G-J-E-N. And Reach Mahjong has a Twitter, and I often retweet Garth and Jen's tweets.
Yes, absolutely.
They show up on a feed on the website as well.
It is fun to see how inane you can be and still be entertaining at the same time. And how inane everybody else can be and still be entertaining at the same time.
And if you like Garth's hero, Steve Martin, you can sign up for his Twitter, too.
And sign up for Steve Martin, too. also, we are reachable by email. I am Garth E, G-A-R-T-H-E, at reachmahjong.com. And your address is?
Jen, J-E-N-N, at reachmahjong.com.
All right. We'd love to hear from you, and we hope to see you on Sunday.
See ya. Ponchi, Richi ni ippatsuro. Agareba kibun wa mou saiku. Bashu wa kanari sabireta jansu. Mahjong White Club. またそれ論やわごめんやであいあい
won't take.